With the fires in Cheyenne County on Saturday, there were pastures and fields burnt. In the fields, we lost differing amounts of residue in sorghum stalks, corn stalks, and in our wheat stubble. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, with the loss of crop residue, there are several things to think about. This includes the immediate concerns like wind erosion on the exposed soils throughout the winter, and there's other things to think about going into next growing season, like the loss of nutrients and the differences in available soil water. When thinking about wind erosion, the best thing to protect against this is crop residue or a growing crop. Well, our crop residue is burnt, and it's going to be pretty challenging to establish a growing crop in the middle of November. So what are our other options? Mulching with other crop residue like hay or straw can be effective if it is pinned down using a disc set to straight to create slices to really push that hay into. Emergency tillage is also an option, and generally the one that we probably see used most in our area. Here are some tips from the K-State Emergency Wind Erosion Control publication. First, watch the weather forecast for periods of high wind with greater than 25 mile an hour gusts. This is particularly important when the surface of the soil is very dry. Second, assess residue and plant cover before the wind starts blowing, and take preventative action with emergency tillage. It's much easier to prevent the problem from starting than to try to stop erosion after it begins. If you wait, the soil surface only gets drier, losing moisture needed to form those clods. 3. Use the combination of tractor speed, tillage depth, and shovel size that produces the biggest and roughest surface with the most resistant clods to wind erosion. 4. Always start at the upwind location if the field is already blowing. A sufficient area upwind of the eroding spot should be tilled in addition to the area that's presently blowing. And 5. Till in a direction that is perpendicular to the prevailing wind direction. Now, for row crops, it may be necessary to compromise the direction and follow the row pattern. This is important because you want to maintain as much anchored stubble in the field as possible. Now, when it's talking about a tilling perpendicular to the wind direction, our prevailing wind direction from right now till the end of April is from the northwest. So tillage should be done perpendicular or in a southwest to northeast direction. Now, interestingly, that is the same direction that those fires burned. So hopefully, for some of the smaller fires, the area burnt is narrower, and that will also help limit the momentum that those moving soil particles can gain. In addition, the fires moved through the fields fairly quickly and burnt the leaves and the residue, but left some standing stalks. This will also help break up some of the momentum of those moving soil particles. Other things that can be done to help address erosion in the burnt areas can include manure applications. This is especially true with manure that has some moisture in it or that has some larger clods that will help hold the erosion-prone soil in place. While there is only so much that we could do to help stop the fires from getting into our residue in the field, and it felt like a bit of a losing battle many times with the wind on Saturday, we can now start to combat those immediate concerns with the wind erosion in those burnt areas. Stay tuned next week when I'll discuss the potential differences in nutrients and soil water when comparing the burnt areas of a field to the non-burnt areas. I've also posted that K-State Emergency Wind Erosion Control publication on my website, and that's at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions on controlling wind erosion in those burnt areas of fields, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.